Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I am here to present you a podcast and a review and demonstration walkthrough of an app called Voice OCR Document Reader. If that sounds familiar, it should be. And if it's not, well, I got some great news for those people that are familiar with this or not. Oh gosh, I would say I think it's been almost 5 years from this year that a developer named Shallon Shaw, we had him on some years back for the AppleViz Extra. We interview him on this particular app just simply because we were so intrigued and impressed by Shallon, because he was 15 at the time when he developed this particular app just for the blind. And so that made for a great story, and he came out with this wonderful OCR app that is able to do OCR features and reading documents and things like that. Anyway, he is back. It was just a couple of years ago, I believe the software went defunct. It wasn't working anymore, and he decided that he wanted to get back into it and rebuild this from scratch. And so with that, he brings some new features along with more stability and things like that. The OCR accuracy has improved dramatically. He's using some new technology in the back end that makes recognition even better than before and ever. It is a paid app. It was used to be free, and if you are one of those lucky people back in the days that downloaded back then, have no fear, it's still free. So if you got it back when it was free, go ahead and re-download it to the new version 4.x, which is 4.0 and above. This is the brand spanking new OCR app that he's built. So let's dive right into it, shall we?
Voice.
And as you can hear for yourself, it is called Voice. So we'll do one finger double tap to open this app up.
Voice. Welcome to Voice. Say the word capture to take a picture. Then say the word read to let voice read it out loud.
So this is one of the cool new features he has. He has the voice commands where you can have it take a picture by voice, which is a pretty cool feature. As you get into the app itself, the main page, there is not much to it. It is very clean and simple. Let me show you as I swipe to the right.
Settings. Button.
We have the settings at the top center. There is a top row, so that is located at the top center. And we'll get to the settings at a later point. I'm going to go ahead and show you some demonstration to the app first before we dive into the settings itself. And swipe to the right.
Pick from photo library. Button.
That's pretty self-explanatory. So if you have already taken some photos in your photos album, you can bring that up and have it bring up to do an OCR scan. And then if I go to the right of here,
flash set to off button.
This is the option to tell the voice to turn this on or automatically. So if I do a one finger double tap here,
flash set to auto.
It's set to auto, which I want. Do it again.
Flash set to on.
You can force it to on and do it again.
Flash set to off.
And it goes back to off. So obviously I want to do auto.
Flash set to auto.
That way, if it needs the clean or more light to get the recognition, we'll give that to it. And as I swipe to the right,
camera button,
we get to the camera button. Now, that's the very bottom center. At the very bottom part of the center is the camera. You can manually take a picture if you want by doing one finger double tap on that. And to the right of this,
read button,
is the read button. After you capture something, you can read it. Yes, it will do multiple batch at once if you want to do that. I will demonstrate that as a individual, just one time thing. And then I'll do a batch where it takes two items, and then I will have that recognize both. So that way you can see for yourself. Also, the thing to note about this is that the beauty of this new technology of the OCR recognition is that you do not have to keep it level like you used to. Remember, you have to keep this like, oh my gosh, like really level. And you have to be perfectly angled and all that. You don't have to worry about this with this new technology. So you can be a little bit skewed. You could be a little bit off level. And that's the beauty of it. If it's a little bit blurry, it's going to pick it up, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, I will warn you, for those that are curious, this, every time you take a picture, yes, it does go out to the internet to a server to get the OCR recognition, and then comes back to us. Basically, pretty much for higher accuracy of the OCR, so we let the bigger computers do all the grinding and figuring out what OCR is. For those that are concerned about privacy, my understanding is that the photo goes up and gets analyzed and then deleted. I don't know if the people behind the servers will ever use those for getting better accuracy out of an OCR result. It is possible. So I would be advised in using anything private, and that's just something I want to be upfront with you when it comes to this particular app. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get something recognized here. So let's find something here. The beauty part about this is I just so happened got an Amazon package in the mail today. It contains a book. My wife ordered a book, and it contained a new router for myself. So I wanted to see, I was just curious what book my wife got and what it was about. So I got a book here. I'm going to put it to the back of here, and you're going to hear that it's going to detect the four corners. And from that point, I'm going to initiate a command.
Four corners detected.
Capture. Now that we have had it captured, now I'll just say, read.
Four corners extracting detected. Text. Reading
you
page
need
one.
To read
head pause.
Jody Pickold's button. Powerful new novel. USA Today. When your son can't look you in the eye, does that always mean he's guilty? Jacob Hunt is a teen with Asperger's syndrome. He's hopeless at reading social cues or expressing himself well to others, though he is brilliant in many ways. But he has a special focus on one subject: forensic analysis. A police scanner in his room clues him into crime scenes, and he's always showing up and telling the cops what to do, and he's usually right. But when Jake...
Play.
I'm going to do a one-finger double tap. That will put that on to pause. That was a pretty beautiful result. It gave me a little bit of what the book details itself. At the top, now, it always default on the pause button, so if you want to stop it reading, you just do a one-finger double tap, and that will pause it, and now you're on a play button. Now, from swiping left where we had the play button, we are going to see the image that we just took. So let's go to the left.
Page one loaded. Double
tap to read. You page one loaded. That's because we only took one shot, and that means we have one page. When we do the multiple batch, you'll see multiple pages. So you can pick from one page to the next. You just do one finger double tap on that, and you will get to that page, which is kind of beautiful. Because to the left of this,
you need to read Jody Pickold's powerful new.
That is the text that it was reading. So if you want to take that text and copy it to the clipboard or share it somewhere, you'll have to double tap that and select what you want and go through the rotor to do text selection and through the edit to copy. There is no export at this time, so you have a set of text here that you can select and copy to the clipboard if you want. Now, to the left of this,
reading page one, heading,
and to the left,
go back button,
is the go back button. So that is at the top right hand corner, is to go back. But I want to show you a couple more things here. So let's go back down here.
Page one loaded. Double tap to read.
Where we had the page, now go to the right.
Play button.
If you want to continue reading, we'll do a one-finger double tap here, and it will begin to play right where it left off. Go to the right.
Restart page button.
Obviously, that's pretty self-explanatory. If you wanted to reread the page, you can double tap that. And now, if we go to the right.
Previous page button.
If you can do previous and next page, so to the right.
Next page button.
Is the top, or I should say, the bottom two. So left is previous, bottom right is next. If you don't want to go to each of the page, especially if you have lots of pages, 10 plus whatever, you just want to go to the next, and that would make things much easier. Now, once you are done in here, you go to the top right.
Go back button.
And double tap out of here.
Voice, heading.
And we're back to the main menu.
Then say the word read to let voice read it out loud.
What's going to happen at this point is it simply disposes the picture or the item that you just scanned. It no longer exists. So it's kind of a disposable one-time thing. It's gone. So let's do a multiple scan here. This time I'm going to do by hand. I'm going to do it manually. So let's go find this next items that I want to scan. There'll be two things I want to scan. I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to camera.
Camera button.
Let's find pictures to have voice read them one after another. Detection.
Four corners detected.
Camera dimmed. Camera button.
Now what happened there is that it takes a picture, and you notice I haven't gone to the read mode, because to the right of this
read button,
I can do manually a read, but because I'm doing this a multiple batch, check this out. Let's go back left where we were at the camera.
Camera button.
And go left here.
Photo number one. Double tap to delete button.
Aha. It tells you that you have photo number one, which is cool. That's what I just took a picture of. And you, if you don't want that and you want to do it over, you can just do one finger double tap, and then I'll remove it from the batch. How cool is that? So let's get the next item here. Now I'm going to head over to the camera.
Camera button.
And I'll do a one finger double tap once I get this recognized.
Four corners detected.
Camera dimmed. Camera button.
And once again, if I go to left.
Photo number two. Double tap to delete.
Now it shows photo number two, and left of that.
Photo number one. Double.
It's photo number one. Let's go to the read. So let's see what we got in results of those two items that I want to show you. Now, the first one was a single page out of the user manual that I got from the router. And the second picture should be the outer box of the router. I was hoping that it would read out all the little things on that box. And let's go to the read. Swipe to the right.
Photo number two. Double tap. Camera. Button. Read. Button.
All right. One finger double tap.
Reading page one. Hit pause.
Net to your router Ethernet cable power adapter. Varies by region. Get free apps after the installation. Start enjoying your new router right away with free apps that make management simple. Visit www.netgear.com/support/product/R6350 to download the apps. Ready, share, registered, sign. Vault. Get this free software for automatic hacking of a Windows-based computer to a USB hard drive.
This is pretty cool. So that read it pretty well. And if you remember, it defaults where the play button. So obviously, it stopped. So if I go to the left.
Page 2 loaded.
It has page 2.
Page 1 loaded.
And page 1. And that's the one we're currently on. Now, if I go to the right.
Page 2 loaded.
Let's go ahead and double tap on page 2, see what we got in terms of results.
Reading page 2, heading.
50 smart pause, Wi-Fi button. Router dual band gigabit speed Wi-Fi range ease of use easy install easy setup for iPad, tablets, smartphones and computers AC 1750 Wi-Fi up to 300 plus 1450 Mbps better range wireless coverage for large homes gigabit wired, ideal for HD gaming and video Netgear Netgear up app easily set up. Update and configure your router with this app. Push and connect easy push button Wi-Fi connections. WPS. App or MuMimo. Go faster by simultaneously streaming to multiple devices. Reliable connections.
Play.
I stopped there. Wow. I'm impressed. That read the box really well. And so far, I just had three items. Really, I'm not really paying attention of the level or anything other than centering it, and it does a really good job. So that is pretty impressive for recognition. I like that quite a bit. Now to the top right hand is the go back
button.
Double tap that.
Voice heading.
And then once again, it dumps the two photos that I just took for the multi batch. So it's gone. And however, like I said and mentioned before, if you wanted to text selection the items and copy it to clipboard, you could do that. And I promise you I will get to the settings and then we'll be pretty much done with this walkthrough. So let's go to the right.
Settings button.
One finger double tap.
Settings heading.
Now there's not a whole lot to show you in here, and I really didn't change much in the way of what was default in here other than the speech rate. I turned it down a little bit so I can do this podcast. Otherwise, it's pretty fast for those that are not used to faster voice. So you will need to come in here to slow this down if it goes too fast. So let's go to the right here.
Go back button.
There's that go back button at the top right hand corner.
Speech speed heading.
All right. So here's the speech rate I was telling you about. So if you go to the right from here.
50% adjustable.
You can adjust that. So you just flick up or down to make it go faster or slower. And then we'll go to the right.
Reading type. Heading.
Yeah, the reading type. So let's go here.
Text to speech reading.
Now, this is an interesting one. If you do not like the speech that it comes with the app, have no fear. It can use your voice over voice that you have installed. So if you like Alex, use Alex. So you just go to the right here.
Text to speech reading. Switch button on. Turn off to have voiceover do the reading. Double tap to toggle setting.
There we have it. So there it is turned on. So if you want to use your own voiceover text, this is where you double tap to turn that option off. Let's go to the right here.
Language heading.
If you want to use the inboard language that is using within the app itself, you can change that going to the right here.
Languages button.
You can change that to different languages, and that's where you're going to be able to pick the U.S. English voices or whatever that's native to your tongue as well.
Voice heading. Rate on the App Store.
Now, you can rate the item on the App Store as is mentioned. There's a couple other options here. I'll let it read to you.
Share with friends. Help. Heading. Send feedback. Voice 4, 1, made with love and coffee by Shalin Shah.
And there we have it. So that's pretty much sums up Voice OCR Document Reader. I'm going to have it for yourself for you to listen, and then that will determine if that's something that you're interested in to purchase. And for those that have already downloaded in the past, go for it. It's free for you to upgrade and with no cost. So I'll just go out there, re-download it. But I wanted to rehash and revisit on this Voice OCR Document Reader because the old podcast review the older voice that it used to be, and so I wanted to show you this brand new Voice OCR Document Reader. So thank you so much, Shalin Shah, for giving us the capabilities and more choices for us to use with OCR results. All right, well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anani Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.